Okay, this is John Driscoll, and today is December 9th, 2003. And this is an oral history interview with Julia De La Rosa at her apartment in Milwaukee. Good morning. We've just had an exciting morning. We didn't have any electric power for a few hours here. But good morning, Julia, and thanks a lot for agreeing to the interview. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Why don't we start at the beginning?
Okay.
And tell me, where and when were you born?
I was born in Raymondville, Texas, county of Willacy County.
What county?
1912.
Okay.
May 22nd.
What county?
Willacy.
Willacy.
Willacy County.
Okay. What, your family?
My family were very poor. They had their mother, my daddy's mother, inherited a little farm with a lot of cattle.
Okay.
Goats. In fact, I was raised with goat milk.
Great.
And my daddy was a number one hunter and fisherman.
Okay.
I was born with wild meat. I was raised with wild meat and fish.
Good.
And that's about it of my family.
How about school?
What?
School? Did you go to school?
Oh, yes. I went to Raymondville Grammar School. Then I passed to Raymondville High School.
Okay.
I was in the pep squad.
Okay.
And from there, when I graduated, I majored in typing.
Good.
I did a lot of typing, not only for my teachers, but also for my own teacher.
Okay, okay.
And that's the extent of my high school.
Yeah.
Then when I graduated from high school, 1932,
okay.
My first job was in a loan company.
Okay.
I worked in a loan company for one guy, 14 years.
Wow. Okay.
From there, I decided that's when Pearl Harbor was hit. My neighbors, two girls, were going to join the WECs, and they conned me to join with them.
Okay.
So that's when I joined the WECs.
Do you remember what you were doing on Pearl Harbor Day?
What was I doing? I was with my boyfriend in Harlingen, Texas, watching a movie.
Okay.
And we had to get out because they stopped it. They stopped the movie. They closed the theater. They closed everything in Harlingen, Texas.
Wow.
About, I think it's 25 miles from Raymondville, where I lived.
Okay.
And that's about it.
So you decided to join the WECs?
Well, when my boyfriend decided that he wanted to join the Air Force because he did not like the Army. He joined the Air Force and he went. We never saw him again. He left San Antonio January the 4th, I remember this, and from San Antonio to Shepherdfield, Texas. From Shepherdfield, he was shipped out, landed in Australia.
Oh.
From Australia, he was sent to New Guinea, And there's where he was 36 months.
Ooh, wow.
I never saw him till he got discharged because he had a lot of malaria.
Yeah, yeah.
He was then sent to Angel Island in San Francisco. I guess they detox him there or whatever they do. Then he was sent to Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. That's when I saw him after 36 months absence.
Wow.
His daddy, his mother, his sister, and I came to see him at Fort Sam. And we couldn't even see him. They wouldn't let us. He was in quarantine.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And that was it.
Huh. Well, when did you join?
When did I join? 1942.
42. Mm-hmm. That was right after Pearl Harbor.
Right after.
Okay.
That's right.
What would a girl from Texas be thinking when she joined the Army?
Pardon?
What were you thinking when you joined the Army? What did you expect?
I don't know. I expected to help out.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
That's about it.
Where did you join?
I joined in Raymondville because we had a station there.
Okay.
From there, they sent me to San Antonio after I joined.
Okay.
From San Antonio, they told me I passed my physical. Then I went back, and they told me they would let me know when. I have the clippings.
Okay.
But, I think.
But just hearing you tell it, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then where did you go after that?
After I came to San Antonio, they shipped me out to Fort Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
That's where I was. January the 28th. And it was cold and
I was going to say
snow up to our hips in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that.
And they didn't have coats for us. We had to wear the best they could do.
Oh, wow.
Was give us men's coat clothing, long underwear and pants and shirts.
Yeah.
And men's coat.
Oh, wow.
That
wow.
When I landed in Des Moines, Iowa.
That must have been a real shock for someone from San Antonio.
That's right. It was. Yeah. I didn't expect that. I didn't know it was like that. That was my first time my being out of Willacy County.
Okay. And then that was basic training?
And I was stationed there. From there, after I took my basic training, they sent me to California. I was stationed real close to Long Beach.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of the place.
This was for, what did you do there?
Well, since I knew typing, I helped the lady, the lieutenant that was our boss. I helped her type.
I see.
Catch up with her work.
Okay. And how long were you there?
I was there until, I think it was September. Yes, in September, I was there. I had to, when they told us, I wasn't doing too much and I was getting bored.
Okay.
I told the lieutenant, I think I'll get out when they told us that in September, they were going to make us take the oath all over so that we could have the privilege of free mailing in September.
Okay.
So then I told her that I was not going to rejoin, that I wanted to go home.
I see. Okay.
Since I had two sisters, single, in my home, and one of them was sick.
Oh, I see.
She got sick.
Yeah.
And that left my baby sister all alone there. So I decided I wanted to go home.
Okay, I see.
And that's when I quit.
Okay. How old were you then?
How old was I? I must have been about 34, 35.
Okay.
And then, of course, I got a letter from my boyfriend, who was my husband, for me not to take the oath over again to go home because he was going home.
Okay.
So that was it.
Okay, that was the whole, how long were you in? About?
From January until September.
Okay, nine months or so. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you got to see snow in Iowa. Okay, great. When you got out, Julia, did you have any benefits? The GI Bill?
Not a thing.
That's awful.
Nothing.
Okay.
No benefits whatsoever.
That's awful. Okay.
No, we didn't have no benefits.
Yeah.
We write letters. We had to buy our own stamps. But in September, like I says, they gave us the opportunity of taking the regular Army oath over again so that we could have free mailing.
That's an awful oath to take just for free mailing, for some postage stamps, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And then after that, then you went back to...
I went back to my home, and I went back to my old job.
Oh, did you? Okay,
uh-huh.
All right, okay. Well, that's great. Looking back on it, that must have been hard on you. Small town in Texas to suddenly the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a little gal. What was it like? What did you have any problems with it?
No.
No problems?
No. The only problem was that I did not like Des Moines.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been there. Okay. With the regular Army, any problems being Hispanic, anything like that? Nothing like that? Okay.
I got along very well with all the group. We had a mob. I have a picture.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture.
Okay, let me shut this, but go ahead. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, look at that. Oh, boy.
I'm somewhere around here. I think that's me.
Oh, wow.
And this picture I took before I turned in my uniform.
Very attractive lady. Yeah.
And this is my sister. She was in the Navy.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, that's tremendous. And what a bunch, huh?
A big bunch.
Yeah.
And I'll show you. See, this is where.
Okay. Here. Okay, it's Wilmington, California. Yeah. Get this out of here. There. That'll do.
Here's some of the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Line
oh, yeah. Isn't that
checks.
Something? Uh-huh.
That's where we were. This in Long Beach. This is from Long Beach.
From Long Beach, California. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh huh. Oh, those are tremendous pictures. Real keepsakes.
I wouldn't part with.
I'll bet. This. Go back. This is you. No.
Yes.
This one. No,
this is my friend.
Okay. No, that's not the one I was looking
this
for.
This is my friend, my
okay.
friends.
Uh-huh. Here's the one. That's you?
Yes. See, I am...
In an Army overcoat and snow. Wow.
And these are the three girls that were in the barracks,
uh-huh.
in the same barracks.
Uh-huh.
We were together.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
He was the guy that used to come and see about us.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And there's where I was inducted.
Okay. Okay, isn't that great? Oh, what a wonderful set of pictures. Wow.
I want to show you where the picture they took of us marching. I think this is it.
Okay. Oops.
They're so old, they're tearing.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Activities. Maybe this is it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Left, right, left, right, huh? This is your company commander.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that is something.
Here's me, marching,
okay.
Drilling.
Okay, there you are. Okay.
These are clippings of several movie stars. Where
yes.
They used to entertain.
Oh, those are precious.
And I kept them.
Sure.
Roy says, leave them there, Mom.
Absolutely.
Someday
they're
we'll
they're keepsakes.
Yep.
Oh,
it.
That's great. Well, what a remarkable story.
Pardon?
I said, what a remarkable story.
Yeah.
And you've got a great memory. You really do. That's great.
That's a big one.
Yes. Now, this is your recruit.
This is my... All of those ladies were together in the same barracks.
Oh, wow.
We had four barracks.
Oh, wow. Oh, isn't that
You'll
great?
Be surprised.
Yeah.
And a lot of them from Texas.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them from all over the place.
That's great. What was it like, again, someone from Texas meeting women from all over? Was that...
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I'll bet, yeah.
And several of them got out when I did.
Did they?
Yeah. They didn't want to take the army oath.
Okay.
Well,
now, you
some
were in...
had problems at home.
Well, sure, yeah. You were in the WAAC, Women's Auxiliary Army Corps.
Yes.
Yep, okay. And then that was when it became the WAC.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I've talked
they used to
other...
They used to call us the WAX.
WAX, right. Okay, what a remarkable story. I need a... Let me fill this out. This is a release that allows them, when I'll type this up and I'll send you a copy and I'll give them a copy at the museum, this release allows them to let students, teachers, historians...
Read them.
Read it. Okay. Julia.
It was a wonderful experience, but like I say, I hated for my baby sister to
Certainly.
Be home after the other one got sick.
Sure.
And she died, so.
That's tragic. What's your address here, Julia?
3460 West Mitchell.
Okay. Avenue Street?
It's Street.
Okay. And do you know the zip? 5364.
My apartment is number 5.
The zip code.
Um,
did I say 3640?
Yeah, 3460.
No, it's 3640.
Okay, I'll just correct that. That's fine.
Sometimes I get...
Hey, listen, so do I.
$3640, apartment 5.
What's the zip code, do you know?
53215.
Okay. Well, shut this off.